This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio, it's me, Lizzie Candy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Welcome to Access All Areas.
Can I tell you, that was like a whirlwind.
You were trying to tell me something just as we were going on air.
Thankfully, I didn't say it on air.
Okay, good.
How are we?
Keeper of secrets you are, Candy, aren't you?
I am a keeper of secrets. I'm a very trusted friend.
Yes, I know.
But and if I'm not your friend,
yeah, you're in trouble.
Yes.
Well, apparently, according to the Daily Star, you've got a new boyfriend.
Oh, please. Who is it this time?
Ben Jardine from Celebrity Big Brother.
Stop it.
You're friends with him, right?
Listen, can I just put this to bed now?
Yes.
Probably that's the wrong word. I am not going out with, canoodling with, or doing anything with Ben Jardine. We're just friends. I promise you.
Absolutely. Hand on heart.
Cross my heart.
Put your hand on your heart and tell me.
I promise you that whoever is starting these rumours is
Ben Jardine.
Well, Ben, will you stop it? It's not true.
But you have been like holding hands with him. And
yeah, I hold hands with everyone. I'm friendly girl.
True. You even hold hands with me, and I'm 100% homosexual. So.
Exactly. So nothing wrong with that.
No.
And then maybe, you know, I hold hands with everyone. But listen, there's nothing going on with me and Ben. If there were, I would be here telling you the truth.
Okay, fine.
And you hear it first on FUBA, whoever I may be seeing. But I like to keep my private life private.
Apart from when you're on ITV's...
Well, I was trying to find a nice boy.
I forgot what it was. Shirley Valentine's Summer. And then it wasn't so private when you were dating your ex-boyfriend from when you were 18 or whatever.
I didn't date him. I went to find him. And obviously we both have changed quite a lot and you can't go back. So that's my thing. Never go back. No, but I'm looking to the future. But can I tell you, the future isn't Ben Jardine. I'm sorry, Ben, if you're listening, it ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. Okay. But I do care for you very much as a friend.
Well, now we know.
Okay.
So Daily Star, put that in your headlines and smoke it.
It's not happening.
Fine. Got it. How are you? There's some big news this week.
There's major news. It's been all happening.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, preggers.
Your best mate, Meghan Markle.
She called me babe. Hi, babe.
Once. She called you babe once.
Listen, we're friends. She's more friendly with me than her own father.
That is probably true, to be fair.
It is.
But then her dad won't shut up talking about it.
I know. And you got the wicked auntie, the nasty wicked
Samantha
witch
Markle.
Auntie.
What do you make of this new royal baby? Everyone seems to be losing their shit over it, to be honest.
Well, they've knocked the sort of like spots off the royal wedding, haven't they? It was like, wow.
Poor Eugenie. It was just straight away moving
on. No, I think it's amazing. I love them both dearly. I think they're going to be great parents. She's going to make a wonderful mummy. And I love it that they're out in Australia. It's like... Because we wake up and we can see what they've done in the day.
Yeah, that's
it's really
true.
Nice.
Yeah, that is
with
true.
The time difference. And I just think it's fantastic news. I'm so excited. I'm hoping to be godmother, obviously.
Obviously. Yes. I think it might happen. Has she given you a call?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't like to say. Because if I tell you, I might be struck off. Like the other
You weren't at the wedding, though, so can't
no,
be that close.
I was in the Maldives, actually. Actually, no, I wasn't. I was filming ITV's Our Shirley Valentine.
Oh, yeah, true. True, you
I
were.
I wasn't here.
You were.
Thank you.
Fair point.
Yes.
We have some amazing guests today.
We do. Gosh,
just been
having
a little chat outside with our first guest.
Very upset that my old friend has let us down, though. We had a little letdown today, but it doesn't matter. We've got loads coming in.
We do. We have the very lovely Gary Edwards.
Oh, I love that man.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and he wants to be very vocal what's happening with...
he's got opinions.
Sean and Katia.
And he's not afraid to share them.
Is it the kiss that will keep their career and keep them in the show, or is it the kiss of death?
We shall see. Mm. We shall find out. Mm. We'll talk to him in about 5 minutes.
That's right.
We also have Sian and Freddie, who are finalists from The Circle on Channel 4, which became quite a cult hit while it was on for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and it was kind of like a brand new show, which are always hard to get off the ground, but it had everyone talking, didn't it?
It definitely did. And then finally, we have at 6:45, Jad Gandor, who designed Sarah Ferguson's dress.
Jad, yeah.
At the wedding. And Beatrice. That was Ralph and Russell.
I think he did, because they had the wedding party.
Ah, so not what she was wearing in the day, what she wore at the party.
The party, and he was there at Royal Windsor, so he knows all what went on. So it'd be very interesting to chat to him, a little royal designer and insider, yeah.
What did you think of her wedding? I thought she looked lovely.
I actually thought it was fantastic, and I loved the fact that she showed the scar. Or from her back operation.
Yes.
And I think it made everyone realise what she's been through and how much she actually... She does do a lot for charity, actually. And
she
I know
does.
There's been a lot of people, as yourself, been quite vocal about this royal wedding costing too much. But
well, I do think that it did...
It
was very lovely spectacle, but I do think the fact that the security cost the public £2 million, which would pay for 100 entry-level police officers for an entire year, is a little bit... much, to
and
be
also,
honest.
Yeah, well, maybe I think they didn't need
There's
that
other
carriage
things.
Ride.
They didn't need the carriage ride. That was obviously a vanity thing.
From Prince Andrew.
From Prince Andrew, yeah. But anyway, regardless of that, she did look lovely. It was a lovely spectacle. A nice day. Nice thing to watch.
It was fabulous.
I think Ruth Naaman did quite a good job comparing.
I thought
yeah,
they
actually.
Did a brilliant job. And he got put a stick for eating all the cake. They didn't offer any of his guests any.
Well, shall we play a little song and then get our first guest, Gary,
in
the studio?
Because we've got to talk to Dancing with the Stars host. I mean, seriously, It's all kicking off at Strictly.
Exactly. And he'll
the most sex-fueled show ever to be on national TV.
Well, judging by what he was telling us outside, he'll know a lot about that. So, Gary, we'll get you in a second after a bit of Christine and the Queens. Chris. You did, didn't you? I was kind of surprised. Not really your vibe normally.
It is my vibe.
It's not. If it's not Cher, you're not usually interested.
Yeah, I do love Cher, and I love a bit of Kylie. Better than the devil, you know.
But we don't have that on the playlist. Okay. Those noises you can hear.
No, I do love my 80s.
That is our first guest.
But I am. Bananarama. But I'm very excited. We're our first guest in the studio. And he's looking good. He's doing high kicks as he walked in.
Gary Edwards, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
I think we can officially call you a friend of the show.
I think you're a friend.
Oh, thank you. Oh, honoured.
A FUBA favourite.
I believe this is your third or fourth time.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
You do love it.
You're longer a FUBA virgin.
Don't.
You're fully lubed up.
Now, you've been very busy.
Oh, yes.
I've got to talk about that sun. Article, Gary. Tell us, because obviously...
You just read it, didn't you?
Yeah, I've just a little read.
I bet you did.
Because you've been quite vocal over the Strictly... Obviously, everyone's been talking about it, every front page, about the Kiss, Sean and Katia. So
you know a lot of the Strictly dancers, don't you?
Because obviously
of course. Yeah. No, but I mean, I'm sort of very much the case of... With, again, the company that I'm the ambassador of, Arthur Murray International, it's the biggest dance franchise in the world. They have a non-fraternisation agreement where this scenario, if that did happen in an Arthur Murray studio, a little bit dependent on the studio owner, basically they would be removed. And if you put that on the show, they would basically be kicked off the show. So the teacher would lose the job and the celebrity would basically have to go elsewhere.
So they would be literally booted
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. But that, again, that is, it has to be in place. In the way I look at it, with Sean and Katja, they haven't actually broken any rules other than maybe their vows. But yeah. on one side.
Yeah.
But do you know, as far as rules are concerned with the show, they haven't broken any rules. And again, should the people, the old BBC should really have a non-fraternisation agreement. But again, the new BBC, maybe not.
Well, and it's a Saturday night entertainment show that requires viewers.
No, absolutely.
And it's gained
up. Yeah, and they've just come back up again because they were a little bit lower than last year.
Exactly. So would you say there's part of the... they wouldn't want to get rid of them because it's actually bringing people in.
Well, I think more people watched it, and I think, I mean, to try and get into that show at the moment would be impossible.
I had a dinner date, and I was saying, please come on, when are they on? And I was like, oh, God, they're not going to save them to the last dance to
and
come
it was
on.
They were second
and
to
they
the
were second to the last. I was like, come
I
on! I was getting so... I was throwing things at the telly.
And it was the Charleston. I mean, they played it safe with that.
Yeah, and then next week they're doing a quick step, so they're keeping them away from the romantic dances, aren't they? And hoping they'll get booted out before they've got to do that.
But this is a serious question. Yeah. Is it fair that they did change the dance in regards to what happened? Is it fair they had that chaperone, the helper?
Like I said, non-fraternisation agreement, it wouldn't have happened. That's a rule that's not there, so therefore they shouldn't have been kicked off for that reason. But in answer to that question you just said, it should be the same for everybody. So in my opinion, no, it's not fair.
What's not fair? That they were given a new dance.
Right, and again, the person coming on, I think it's pretty much known that, again, I do a little bit with Dancing with the Stars in America. Now, they do bring people in from time to time. So it could have been coincidence. Maybe they encouraged the coincidence, if you see what I mean. I don't think it was necessarily... I'm sure they were a little bit of damage control, but also they must have realised this was going to boost the ratings as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it was also interesting to note that their new dance studio was, in fact, Elstree Studios, where all of the rehearsals take place. So there could be no funny goings-on.
Was it a specialist in that dance?
Yeah, so they brought in a specialist, but apparently they do. So
no, they do that.
They do that because
not just for dancers. It depends on the pros as well. Because don't forget, some of these pros, they may be from a ballroom background or a Latin background,
and that's exactly what they said on It Takes Two. Some of them said the dancers never do Charleston.
Yeah, but then just the cynic in me is: have they particularly chosen that style of dance so they would have to have that extra help in the room so they wouldn't be alone when they dance?
I'm sure that, again, damage control at the end of the day. And if I was in their position, I'd do the same thing. Now, that's exactly what they did, is what I would have done. At the end of the day, the judges here were the audience, were the viewers.
The viewers, yeah.
And they had the decision to make. They made their decision. So you've got to go with the country.
And you see, the people want to see if there is any chemistry and what is going on. And if his hand's a little bit too low or she's staring in his eyes, they want to see that. Listen,
I live in most of the year in America, and I always say with NASCAR racing, people don't watch for the race, they watch for the crashes. And I think a part of Strictly is always that drama that goes on. And this is a big part of the drama. Mm. And it is an entertainment show based on a dance competition, as I always say.
You obviously you've defended them. No, you suggested that they were kicked off, didn't you?
I've been there where I've seen my former ex, you know, kissing with someone else
cavorting.
In the paper, cavorting, and it's not nice. And I just think it's not done. It's a family show.
It's BBC.
It's BBC. It's a classy show. You know, it isn't like the likes of the Celebrity Big Brother. Nothing wrong with Celebrity Big Brother because I love it. But this is a classy family show. So my view was that if they're doing this, they shouldn't really be on. And I think it would have been a lot easier if he, you know, they just said, you know what, we've been caught out, we were wrong. And then I just feel possibly the statement from the girlfriend was, you know, if she'd gone along with him and said, oh, I'm sticking by him, it's fine. It was all a bit of a drunken snog. But because she came in with her size 9 sort of went for the jugular, you know, it changed it for me.
And do you think that makes a difference then? Because the girlfriend then accused him of all various things. And
yeah, I think it did for me. And she was bitterly hurt. And it's, as I said, family show. And Katia's married. We all love Neil. And, you know, and I love Katia. But I don't think it gives a good example.
And again, this is why in Arthur Murray they have this non-fraternisation, because it does take out that possibility of someone just accidentally. I mean, if you know your job is on the line, unless there's actual love or there's actual real feeling of chemistry, you're not going to take the risk if you think you may lose your job. So the fact that's not in place. And again, like I said, if it was beginning of the show, it's just been commissioned or whatever, I think the BBC would have possibly put that in. But again, now it's all about ratings. And again, the BBC isn't what it used to be. You know, life is there's evolution. The BBC is a lot more open-minded than it ever was before.
But I think that the show is about the dancing, and it's become not about the dancing. And I just
think in general it's become more personal, actually. On the social media platforms, on the blogs, there's a big thing about it becoming so personal in every way. And I think that's because you've lost Brucey, you've lost nothing against the people that have replaced them, but all the people that we've lost, the characters, even Brendan, we've lost the baddie. Now, there's so many of the characters that have gone from the show now. I mean, I think pretty much you two know that my favourite person on the show is Bruno. And even with Bruno now, you know, I don't feel that it's the Bruno of old. I love him on Dancing with the Stars at the moment. You know, it's so strictly such an institution. And it's very much splitting, I won't mention Brexit, but it's very much splitting the country down the middle, I think, at the moment, because it is a new direction, as I keep on saying with Strictly. It's a new direction for the show. It's more serious.
Are you not liking the direction it's going? Do you feel like getting there? Because they're quite hard, the judges.
From a dancing professional perspective, it's what every dancer wants, the show to be more about dancing. But there was always that element of pantomime or Punch and Judy in there. Your goodies, your baddies. And, you know, Bruce was like irreplaceable, in my opinion, far more irreplaceable than Len, as much as Len is irreplaceable. But I just think it's almost become a new show. And again, for example, Jason Gilkinson, I think the best choreographer in the world, you know, along with Arlene. But you know what? It's definitely a different direction. The fan base is changing slightly. I do think the addition of the celebrity Joe has been a good thing. In the same way with Love Island, you actually got people with the kids not watching YouTube; they were watching a normal TV channel.
Oh, again. You mean Joe Sugg? His inclusion, right? Yeah.
But again, are they voting for him yet? I'm not sure they are voting for him yet.
But it's very funny because I was talking to Eamon Holm about him, and he said, well, he may have all these followers, but they might all be in Iceland and Poland.
And are they going to watch the show?
Are they going to watch Strictly? And it was interesting.
But he's actually quite good, isn't he? I mean, Joe is actually...
Yeah, that is the joke. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think anyone expected him to be as good as he is.
He's quite skinny and looks a little bit runty.
But you know what? I like it. I think he's got something, there's a spark in him that I really, really like, big time. I really do.
I was sad that Lee Ryan went so quick.
I was surprised, to be honest. He wasn't a bad dancer.
He wasn't a bad dancer. I was very surprised. But
you have got some very good dancers in there already.
At the top.
I mean, the ones that are at the top Faye of the leaderboard. Tozer, I mean, you've basically got four people that are very, very good already. Then you've got the next lot, and then you've got the bottom rung. But I personally, because of the Strictly scenario, I like some of the bottom. I mean, Kate, I think, has done a great job.
Oh, I love Kate Silverton. Kate Piper?
Kate.
Kate Silverton. Yeah. Yeah, I think
she's true Strictly for me. Absolute non-dancer. And I love the way she's just finding her rhythm now.
Yeah, definitely. And also, she comes from such a serious background. She's never really had to do anything like this before.
And I'll be disappointed if she goes off now, simply because...
I don't think she will.
The progress there is amazing.
Yeah, I think, and also Dr. Range was really good last week as well. She made a big improvement.
He was an early favourite, though.
I was talking to him and he said, Lizzie, I've got, you know, not basically two left feet and I'm really worried. And I thought, possibly he might be one of the first act, but he putting his life and soul into
it. He's Mr. Personality. I think he's probably got the most likeable personality on the show.
Oh, he's adorable. But I do worry that the focus, that's my worry, is on Sean and Katya for the wrong reasons now. And people are keeping them in for the furore and the gossip and the drama.
But that's why, again, I think there's quite a few people that wanted them to go out because it would be the end of it. And apart from anything else, I think Neil could move on. Admittedly, he's got a lot of support.
He looked stony-faced, didn't he?
He's such a lovely guy.
So you know Neil, don't you?
I know Neil more, though. But at the end of the day, they're such... I mean, honestly, they are such great professionals. I'm a little bit shocked by the situation, but most of all I feel bad for Neil, because all the attendants, there's very few people that have said anything about Neil. They don't seem to be asked. Not that I'm sure he likes that, let's move on. But at the end of the day, the focus has been, and on my social media platforms there's a lot of people that are very much in the favour of the couple, if you like, the Sean and the Katya. And for me, I'm thinking about the other two. And I think that on social media, one of the replies, which I thought was quite correct, was a couple of the comments, you're obviously not married.
Yeah. You see, yeah, it's tough. When Sean isn't married, though he was his girlfriend, yeah. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors. As nobody knows.
And you never know relationships, but I don't think anyone, I think you said earlier, and I apologise for saying this again, but to see that and find out in a newspaper, that's got to be a...
Straight after the show as well.
And it was a birthday.
Yeah, her birthday.
It's her birthday.
It's a killer.
It's tough.
Yeah.
So do you think Neil could possibly move on from this?
One thing's for sure, he's such a professional, he's already focused on the next show. I mean, he would have already moved on.
But that must be really hard.
Dancing. All I would say is, listen, as a dancer all my life, and again, I was married to my dance partner, lovely, lovely lady, one of the best friends I've ever had, but it was my dance partner. And I think that happens a lot with them. I don't think it is, though. I think there is love there.
But it's very hard when you... Craig said it as well. It's you know, if there are cracks in a relationship,
Strictly will find them.
Strictly going to find them.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, massive fame, apart from anything else, that intimacy, the passion of the dances, especially with their dance, because it was brilliant. So to go to the, to continue that passion to the pub was probably the mistake. But yeah. I mean, it was a great routine. No doubt about that. And there was definitely a hell of a lot of passion there. But again, was it overspill of passion?
But why is Strictly being named the most sex-fueled show on national TV? Is it for this reason? Is it because you are dancing?
Well, don't forget, again, with dancing, you've got very sexy guys, you've got very sexy girls, very little body fat, very revealing costumes.
Nothing wrong with a bit of body fat.
I mean,
well, speak for yourself.
Hello.
Yeah, we saw you eating your chicken wings downstairs.
But look, even with the show dances, the Harry Potter dance, I thought was absolutely incredible.
Yeah really good. They're the professionals, you can't doubt them for a second.
But the last show, that wasn't very BBC.
But it's getting raunchier because that one with the corsets.
That got a bad response on the media platforms. But again, it was very much how unbeat. And I'm sure they got a lot of complaints. But from a dancer's perspective, it was great.
Yeah, brilliant. Can I ask a slightly awkward question? Sorry. Yes. Do you think that Catcher will make it to next series after this drama?
I would say 70% yes.
Okay, so there's 30% chance.
I have doubts, but you know what? To lose that girl would be a huge mistake. Because like I said, as far as I'm concerned, the best choreographers in the world, you would say Jason Gilkinson, you would say Arlene Phillips, I would say Richard Marcel, amazing. But you know what? After that, as far as dancing choreography is concerned, listen, Neil and Katya are right up there with their choreography.
I have to say, I agree with that. Katya's choreography is incredible.
And she won with Joe McFadden last year, didn't she?
She's a talent. Oh, my goodness.
And she was with Ed Balls. She did the amazing...
She got Ed Balls to dance.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
She's very good. But could that save her from the drama that has been caused?
I hope so. Do you know what? I think a lot of that is going to depend on the inbox of the BBC.
And can I ask you, do you think this is tough for Neil, obviously?
Yes.
But he wanted to be a mainstream dancer because he does the choreography and he's sort of in the group dances. Do you think this is sort of dashed his hopes of becoming...
No, I would, I can only put myself in their position. I would be the opposite. I mean, for me, I'm still in shock that, he can still help out with choreography and have a celebrity. And I'm amazed that he hasn't already.
Anyone else would want a thump?
Yeah, to be fair.
But
he's behaved unbelievable.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, what a professional.
Yeah, he is.
What a professional. Unbelievable.
So, Gary, what else are you up to at the minute? Other than just talking about Strictly.
Do you know what? I'm non-stop. I won't mention that party last night with Love Island and Towie.
Quite an experience, wasn't it?
You got your fake tan, though, I hope.
Do you know what? I've got a bottle. I probably need it as well. No, do you know what? I've been here, obviously, a while now. I've got to go to Vegas judging now. But
we got plus one. I'm free. I can come. I'm very available.
Anytime. Bellagio is lovely.
I've been. Lovely. Yeah, lovely.
I want to go. I've never been to Vegas.
It's full of dancers, though.
I've never been to Vegas.
It's amazing.
Well, I mean, I'm the global ambassador for Arthur Murray Dance Studios, which is the biggest dance franchise in the world, hence the non-fraternisation policy that, again, has worked amazingly well. So people that are sitting at home sort of thinking, well, that's never going to work. Well, Arthur Murray's second oldest franchise in the world. It works. It's worked for years and years. So basically, we're trying to open a lot more studios here. There's three already in London. The brand wants to open a lot more. It's not a popular brand here. So partly what I'm doing here is to try and get the brand out there a little bit, get some new studios open. We've got four possibles coming up soon.
Wow. I think they should have that rule in the BBC. I'm going to say it now, no fraternising. They should have that rule for Strictly.
And let me tell you, it's worked with Arthur Murray. Whatever anyone says about it can't work, it has worked with Arthur Murray for literally pretty much 100 years.
Because it will scare people thinking we can't
There's a rule that you have to break, and it might stop that casual thing happening. Mm. It won't stop the passion and the love and the lust. But it may stop now the casual sort of like
wandering hands.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
keep the hands up and the thumbs down. Is that correct?
Oh, Bruno taught you that.
He did, darling. He did.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Can I ask you one question before you go, Gary? Is Anton going? Will he be back for next time?
Again, like I said earlier, the show without the people that I mentioned, Anton's another classic. He needs to stay.
Right.
That's that.
Thank you,
Gary. Thank you so
Gary,
much.
Gary, as always. Incredible.
What a
thank
pleasure.
You. Thank
and
you.
Now Foxtrot out of here, please.
Or at least it wasn't a quick step.
quarter tune and a half. I love that.
It's all kicking off.
It's all kicking off in the studio. Well, we're very lucky because we've got Sian Owens and Freddie Bentley for the finalists.
What's happening?
The finalists of the circle, not from the finalists.
But you have been the stars of that show.
Oh, stop it. Too kind.
Can't believe it.
So obviously, the circle was, no one had ever heard of it. No. You know what? 6 weeks ago, suddenly it came onto the screen. Channel 4. And a surprise reality show hit. Explain a bit about the show for anyone that didn't see it or doesn't really understand it, because it is a bit confusing.
It is very confusing.
It is. It's confusing for us to be in there as well, obviously. I don't think we realise what we're getting ourselves into.
So basically what it is there's like a certain amount of players, we're called players, that live in an apartment block that never meet.
Look lovely, that apartment block, by the way.
It's amazing. It was nice. A bit better than East London, isn't it? Yeah. Stratford,
right? Stratford.
So basically the players never meet and we socialise over a platform called The Circle, but you can pretend to be anyone. Could be anyone
and
in The Circle.
And people did.
So I made that all straight. Who was I kidding?
You kidding me? I didn't have a clue.
The good thing is about The Circle is you don't hear each other's voices, because I think that would have been a game changer.
Yeah, you would have definitely
been giving it. And they see you in that top.
Yeah, that's a good top, that, babe.
Thank you. Don't bait me, babe.
I really want that top. So what made you want to go in for it in the first place?
Well, I think it's just one of them things, isn't it? It's like the most amazing, unique experience of my whole life. It's completely changed the way I look at things and changed me as a person. Like, you go in and you think, oh, I'm gonna smash this, I'm gonna be all right. When you get in there, you're like, bloody hell, this is a bit intense, yeah, isn't it? And you do, you've got to make decisions on your own, and like not having even like your mum or your sister or your family and friends around you, you've got to send people home off your own back. Like, it's hard, it makes
without ever meeting them.
And do you know what? Before I entered, I was like, I don't need to make friends, I'm just here to get the 50k. But you're spending 3 weeks with these people.
It's all you've got, isn't it? It's all you have.
Do you go a bit stir crazy being by yourself for all that time?
I mean, do you know what? I enjoy. You really learn a lot about yourself when you're on your own. Like, I feel like you just think about. I was speaking to my plants. That never got shown, but I was like making friends with my plants and like calling them Dory and Deirdre and stuff. But you don't go. You actually. It's a time to relax and. Really, you really think about life in there, and I feel like it is the most.
Babe,
you don't need therapy; just go in the circle. It changes your life, I tell you.
Yeah.
Because do you think we make assumptions on people all the time? Like you, when you pretended you were straight, and you think people may look at you in a different way from being straight rather than the gay best friend or whatever.
Definitely, it was for me is on a day to day life. People always say, "Oh my god, can you be my gay best mate?" And they don't even know my first name. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, honey, I'm not on your bucket list. Do you know what?
I did just say that when I first met you. I love you.
No, that's fine. But what I mean is
it's fine because you're Lizzie Cundy.
Yeah, exactly. You're Lizzie. You're fine. You
it's
can get
the
away
labels,
it.
Isn't it? It's the labels you don't like, isn't it, babe? Going in somewhere, I think I went in as a stripped down version of myself, because I think being like six foot tall and blonde, I do get called like stuck up and bitchy. And before they get to meet me, they're like, "Oh, do you know what? You're actually all right." And I'm like, "Why wouldn't I be?" Do you know what I mean? So going in, and actually, you do prejudge people. I prejudge people all the time, and I think going into the circle, we got to know each other, didn't we, better than
anyone,
and it's just kind of like we didn't care what each other really looked like in the real world or what our sexualities were.
But you both did, am I right? I watched the beginning and the end. I missed the middle.
Okay.
You both posted pictures of your actual selves, didn't you?
Yeah, I played myself.
So yeah, but you were a different version of yourself.
I wanted to see if people found me funny and still liked me without them knowing that I was gay, and I got to the final and proved it.
And they did.
It's unbelievable.
It's good.
And there were some spats and things that happened.
Couple of friends.
So, tell us about Kate and the painting. Was it?
That was
Fred's there. Yeah. I had to rein you in, babe, didn't I?
You had to rein me in, babe. Listen, I'm very much, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and if I've got a problem with someone or something, then you're going to hear it from the horse's mouth. I'm not going to beat around no bush. I thought Kate was fake.
He's like that as well in the real world.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I thought Kate was Kate, and I thought, Joe, what? I'm going to paint it in a fucking canvas, and that's exactly what I done. Yeah, with her being two-faced and... Because she was reassuring us all the time, wasn't she? I'm saying she, like it's still a she.
It's Alex. We all, yeah, we always call Alex a she, though, won't we?
Yeah, it's still Kate to me. So I just had to say and get off my chest. Obviously, then Sian was trying to be nice and rein me in.
Because the thing is, what I found with it was when you go in, obviously, you have the inklings, and I've learnt to really, really trust my gut. It's actually quite accurate. So when you're in there, you think, oh, God, I think that's a girl, I think that's a boy. You kind of have your gut instincts, but there is that sliver in your head, and you think, God, if I've got this wrong, I'm going to look like a right wanker. Do you know what I mean? So you have got to kind of give it the bait. She could be fake, but this could actually be Kate.
You could have gone in there, and everyone could have been fake for all you knew,
well,
right?
Exactly.
You have no actual idea about what is going on.
It all runs through your head.
And you were 3 weeks is a long time to be second guessing yourself constantly. Yeah. Did you, by the end of it, were you ready for it to be over?
I would go in that apartment again tomorrow.
Yeah, I
miss it. I miss it so much. Like, it's crazy. The first week, I would say, is probably the hardest week because
you're
adjusting to that life. Second week, you're like, oh my God, like, this is amazing. Third week, you're like, the third week goes quickest because you never want it to end. And then it's suddenly ended. The first night we came out, it was so weird, wasn't it, babe?
It was weird being around people.
I was like, oh my God, there's humans.
Closed in that room?
Yeah.
For that whole time, so you don't leave it?
So you don't, no, only if you get like a bit of fresh air, or like you're allowed on the right rooftop and stuff like that.
Right, but, imagine I'm good at yoga poses and I know a couple of them.
But apart from that, it's that apartment, that's it.
Do you kind of feel you were going a bit stir crazy because you were personating people, you weren't being yourself, you couldn't see your family or friends? I mean was it like,
it's hard, it's intense, it's definitely a massive test. Like, we're only 20, well, French has just turned 21, but it's a massive test. And you do, I mean, I wrote a couple of raps in there, I was writing poems. I was like, I turned into some like poetical genius or something.
Professor,
I was cooking
Green.
Up stories. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just was getting, I was on a jigsaw, I was doing all paintings.
So can you take stuff in there and you, it's not like, yeah, I'm a celebrity, you get one luxury, you can have whatever you want in there, like,
within reason. But you don't, I would have thought I was going to go mad, and do you know what, I never thought I'd make it to the final because I thought I'm definitely going to end up quitting this. But
you get the fight or flight feeling, don't
you? You do, and you think, oh, can I physically cope with it? But do you know what, you it's therapeutic not to be with your phone or not to know what's going on in the outside world.
I can understand,
and I love
that.
It's like losing a limb, though, at the beginning, isn't
it? I bet it's scary to start.
I bet,
with. I had a little taste of that, not like to the degree you did on the show, but not being without my phone, I was starting to go...
Did you break it? Snatch it?
It was hard.
Yeah.
I insisted it forever one time. But you had a very emotional chat with Big Bro Scotty.
Yeah.
And tell us a bit about that.
So, obviously, when I had an... argument with Kate, he really reined me in. Scotty, I learned a lot from the show. I love everyone from that show, and you know, he's a lovely guy, and I've got time for Scotty. He's an amazing older brother, he will always be my brother. But listen, without my bestie, I could not have made it through that show. And it is so, you just get a gut feeling. I knew everyone that was real, because you just get a gut intuition. And I felt like, no, forget Psychic Ryan, it's Psychic Freddy. Do you know what I mean?
Psychic Ryan's been on our show before, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Came in with Louisa Dissman.
How did he do?
He was fine.
He's
unbelievable. Unlike the show.
I mean, he had a little bitch to you about me, didn't he? And then I sent him home, so we didn't get on too well. Yeah.
What happened?
Obviously, me and Freddie were very, very close. And whenever we had an issue or a dilemma or whatever, we'd always go to each other. So we spoke a lot more. Because obviously, in 24 hours a day, you don't get to see everything. So we were very, very close, weren't we, Fred? He come to me and he went, listen, Ryan, don't think your intentions are real. And obviously, I had quite a good kind of...
Relationship,
and I was always the influencer, really. So the next day, I was like, I know who I want to say,
girl, bye.
There were some rumors about what happened at the rap party. Was there some dramas?
Oh, what do you know?
Oh,
yeah. Is there a little secret squirrel?
There was a spy.
What's there?
A spy?
I think I might be pushing it a bit too far.
There was a...
How was it?
The rap party was really good. Listen, like I've said before, if I've got something to say to someone, I'm going to say it to their face. If someone's going to I'm not mentioning no names, but if someone's going to... If someone's going to badmouth the show... I'm going to have the show's back, because at the end of the day, some people were bitter that they was only in there 3 seconds. Do you know what I mean? And I can understand that at the end of the day. But
so then they were slating the show.
Mm.
Give us a name.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Is that the saying? Yeah. I think a few people were just maybe a bit bitter and jealous, really, weren't they?
I won't say a name, but you can spell it backwards and it's still the same name.
Got it. Got it.
Okay.
What are you
working
out on my pen?
What are you hoping to get out of the show now? What now you've come out, you're in the real world, you're coming on radio shows. What are you kind of hoping?
I think the show's opened a massive platform for us both. Like, I mean, I was doing a fashion degree at the time, and I've kind of gone into the show, and I've come out, and I've got like 90k followers on Instagram, which is insane.
Fine. You'll be making money from that now, baby. It'll be fine.
No. Do you know what? I've overtaken Alex now as well, so Whee! I'm like straight
He's
to
the highest follower.
Yeah.
But we definitely want to work together. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, we can't say much, but we've had exciting meetings, and we're just progressing things as a pair. I feel like we bounce off each other. We work really well with each other, and people seem to love us.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you. And is it weird though, because you're outside, is it take time to get used to life again? Are you
totally
back to your old ways, or is it different because of the show?
It is completely different. Like, I was working in a call centre before the show. I haven't gone back to the call centre. I love the call centre, but this is a new path that's been opened for me. Yeah. And I'm going to follow and push my dream. At the end of the day, you only get one chance at this, so I'm going to give it my all.
You have as well. Give it 100%. We haven't had much sleep being out, really. Like, we've worked so hard, and I think that's what we're going to do. Give it 100%, because it's like not many people get a chance like this. Do you know what I mean? So I feel we feel very blessed and lucky. We've got amazing experiences now, haven't we?
Yeah.
At the Pink Awards yesterday.
I know.
Where?
At the Pink News Awards yesterday.
I know,
yesterday.
We presented an award.
Did
I'm like,
you?
I'm answering calls 5 weeks ago, and now I'm handing out awards like, no, tomorrow. I'm like, what's going on?
Sitting at the table with Will Young, like, what the hell?
I know!
He poured me a glass of peanut.
Did he?
Yeah.
He had a broken leg, didn't he?
Yeah, bless him, he did. He had a little cart, like a boot on it.
Yeah,
that
boot.
Was called, yeah.
Oh, poor Will Young.
He was scared. Strictly, we're going to ask him back.
Oh, yeah, true. I forgot you quit Strictly, yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming
it's
in.
So good.
Great to chat to you both.
Thanks for having us.
We love you.
Loads of luck, and come and tell us what you're doing next.
Definitely.
We
thank you.
You're like the same person.
We are, aren't we?
You're like into one. It's mad, isn't it?
It's crazy.
We're a nightmare together, aren't we?
Oh, well, listen,
I can only
luck,
imagine.
Guys.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You
well
so
done
much
for doing
us
so well on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your dad.
I was with Nile Rodgers the other night.
He's very good, isn't he, Nile Rodgers?
He is the king. He's worked with everyone. No, but he's worked with David Bowie,
Madonna,
Duran,
Britney,
you name it.
Everyone.
He's been there.
We've got our final guest on the phone right now. This is very exciting. Very of the moment.
A royal connection.
The very lovely Jad Gandor on the phone. Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Hello, Jad. First of all, huge congratulations. I mean, incredible collection, incredible dresses. But to dress the royal family on the wedding day, wow.
No, thank you very much. That was so exciting.
I bet. I mean, how did it all come about, Jan?
Well, it all started with a collaboration with Emmanuel Ongaro, where we collaborated together on this project, and we got contacted by Buckingham Palace asking for dresses, for a meeting for dresses for the royal family.
Wow.
This is how it started.
How exciting.
And then what happened after that?
And afterwards, I flew to London, and I had a meeting with the Duchess and the Princesses, and we started discussing what they would like to have, and afterwards sketches, and afterwards material fittings, and until we reached the wedding day.
Did you know that she was going to be wearing the dress, or was it kind of a luck thing? You were unsure until the moment it happened.
I was unsure, to be honest with you. We designed 5 dresses. Two of them were released. The rest of the dresses, the pictures aren't released at the moment.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Well, because I've seen lovely Sarah Ferguson's Instagram with a picture with your dress. Yeah. It's beautiful, yeah. Green. Well, I mean, I've never seen, I'm going to say this, I've never seen a look so sexy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Happy.
She really was incredible. I mean, were you nervous about having to dress the royals? I mean, what is it actually like at Windsor Royal?
I was nervous and excited at the same time. And honestly, I was finishing my summer collection and I had to handle the summer collection in Milan. So it was just all too much happening at one time, you know, and just flying back and forth for the fitting in Spain. In London and other countries, and yes, it was lovely people, and it was very easy dealing with them, they put a lot of trust in me, which made it much more responsibility on me, and they looked fabulous towards the end.
I mean, is there a lot of security there when you turn up? Is it quite daunting in some ways?
No, but there was a lot of security. Yes, just entering the palaces, because I got the chance to go to Buckingham Palace several times and the castle, St. James's Palace. So it was just all exciting, you know, but then especially that I'm obsessed with history. So just getting into the palaces and just looking at that was just overwhelming as well.
So was that, because I imagine that's a big part of it, right? You know that what you're creating is potentially going to be, well, people are going to be viewing it in decades' time, aren't they? Was that nerve-wracking at all?
Absolutely, it was, to be honest with you, of course, you know, just the thought of it. Every day I had sleepless nights, I got nightmares, I got beautiful dreams, and all of it is just mixed emotions, and it was one beautiful experience.
I mean, your dresses are phenomenal, so we need to know, because I want Sarah Ferguson's dress. Can she give it to me? Can I not wear it? I want it.
Well, I'll make one for you.
Oh.
There we go. Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Thank you.
That was easy.
Thank you, my darling.
You have to ask and you will receive, Lizzie.
Oh, yes, I say. Yeah. My mum said, ask you or else you never get. Wow.
So what's next for you?
Pardon?
What's next for you, fresh from this big publicity boost, I guess?
I'm working on a huge project that I cannot speak of yet, but it's just overtaking a fashion house in Paris in parallel with my own brand.
How exciting. Okay. Wow. But I would say it's every designer's dream to dress the royal family and at their own wedding. I mean, that is phenomenal. I mean, I know every designer would love that, and you've done it. So huge congrats.
Well, thank you very much.
And please, we've all got to look at these clothes. If anyone can go onto your Instagram, can you tell us how to reach you and how people can find you and look at your dresses?
Yes, the easiest way I think is Instagram. So it's my name, JAD, Jahandour, JHANDOUR official.
Wow.
Done. We'll be following you straight away.
And I'm going to be in one of your dresses soon, darling, so it'll be everywhere.
Fantastic.
Oh, gosh, same as the royal family, you see.
Who would have known, Lizzie? Hey, who would have known?
Well, my name is Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think you're
pushing the limits of connection there, Lizzie, but we'll go with it anyway, shall we?
Oh, well, huge congrats, my love, and I can't wait to wear one of your dresses, like the royals.
Thank you, Lizzie. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Dad. Great
to
meet you.
See you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Wow, a royal designer.
Well, I mean, you don't get much bigger than designing for a royal wedding, do you?
How nervous would you be? I'd be so nervous.
I have to be honest. I'm going to use a curse word here, Lizzie. I'd be shitting myself.
I mean, imagine if you put the pin through. And
the wrong bit. The seam split. Can you imagine?
But I did watch, it was on yesterday, on this morning, they had the florist that was on, the royal florist, and it was blowing a gale on that wedding day, and the trees, he was so worried that one of the trees was going to come out and hit someone on the head, you know, hit the groom as he went up the steps, because the trees were waving.
Well, we might not have a big royal wedding now for a long time. I can't think of who would be next, to be honest. Beatrice, but she doesn't have a boyfriend, so.
Well, you never know. Could be a whirlwind. And hopefully Jeb will be doing the dresses. I have to say, his dresses are phenomenal. I've had a little look.
Mm.
Oh, I'm excited.
He's actually wearing a nice similar colour today, actually.
My dark green.
Little green bodycon.
I quite like a little green number.
So where are you off to after the show tonight,
Lizzie?
Well,
I have my good friend, and she's a TV agent, lots of TV names, birthday party. So I've got a race
fabulous.
There. So I've got to change into a little glitzy, and guess what? It's green number.
Well, okay, we're really loving the green at the minute, aren't
the green.
We? Okay.
But it has been a very busy week of showbiz, I have to say, and I've got a very busy week ahead. It's non-stop.
Well, darling, I think that's kind of your life, to be honest, isn't it? You're a bit of a non-stop kind of person.
Yes, and I've got to say, we're at the Caldwell Butterfly Ball tomorrow night, where I'm ambassador.
Well, enjoy yourself. Have a lovely time.
Thank you. And what are you doing this weekend?
I am going on the People's Vote March, so we won't talk about that.
The People's Vote March. Yes, we will talk about that.
We'll talk about it next week.
We'll talk about it next week. I wish you luck, darling.
Thanks. Would you come join me on the People's Vote March?
No.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
Fine, I understand that.
Washing my hair.
Do you want a little bit of Cher?
Can we do Cher, please? And I have to say, she is 100% doing a concert.
Well, you keep saying this every week, Lizzie, and you're not giving me any more information.
Well,
so
because I don't want all the tickets to go.
Well, fine.
We need to get our tickets.
Fine,
but I
sort
will.
Me out. Thanks,
okay,
babe.
I'll sort you out. And enjoy Strictly Come Dancing, because obviously everyone's going to be watching and voting.
Cannot wait.
Will it be for Sean or not?
We shall see.
Is it the kiss of death?
Right, let's play a bit of Cher. Get this over with.
Woo, let's go.
Happy days, they seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good. To our love, it used to be so good.